Fiat. June 29th, 1934. Attentiveness, eye of the soul. How, in the divine will, there are no blind creatures. The magnet, the coinage of the divine image in our acts. How God makes himself prisoner of the creature. The divine will never leaves me alone. It seems it is constantly watching me in order to invest my thought, my word, the littlest of my acts. But it wants my attention. It wants me to know that it wants to invest my acts, and that, as we look at each other, it gives and I receive. And if I'm not attentive, it scolds me, but in a way that is so sweet that I feel my heart split. And it says to me, attentiveness is the eye of the soul who is able to recognize the gift I want to give and disposes her action to receive my investment. I do not want to give my goods to the blind. I want for you to see it and to know it. But do you know why? By seeing it, you appreciate my gift. And by being aware of it, you know it and you love it. And I make you feel vividly my light, my power, my love. And I feel, being repeated in your little thought, word, and action, what my own divine will is capable of doing and in what way it is able to love. Therefore, the first thing I do to one who wants to live in it is to give her the eye with which to look at each other and know each other. Once we have known each other, everything is done. The living in my divine will is assured with its full vigor. Then, my mind was wandering within a sea of light and of thoughts. My sweet Jesus, surprising me, told me, "Ah, my daughter, the living in my will is the living of heaven. It is to feel in one soul the life of light, of love, the life of the divine action, the life of prayer. Whatever the creature does, everything for her is life palpitating within her acts. You must know, the one who does the divine will and lives in it becomes the magnet of the divine acts. Her little motion, thought, and works remain magnetized with a magnet so powerful as to magnetize their creator in such a way that this magnet draws in so much that it cannot move away from the creature. Our divine being feels its own gaze being magnetized, and it is always fixed on watching her. It feels the magnet to its arms and keeps her clasped to its bosom. The magnet to our love, and we pour out so much of it as to reach the point of feeling that she loves us as we love ourselves. Now, once the creature has formed for us this magnet, our love comes to excesses. As she forms her acts, even the slightest, we impress our divine coinage and we let them pass as our own acts with the imprint of our supreme image. And we place them among our divine treasures as coins of ours, which the creature has given to us. And if you knew what it means to be able to say that our Supreme Being has received our coins from the creature, which are guaranteed by our image that we ourselves coined, your heart would explode out of pure love. Our giving to the creatures is a power that we have. As we possess everything, to give is nothing other than an outpouring of our love. But to put the creature in the condition of being able to give to us and give us our own acts, not hers. Coins with the imprint of our image. This is the love that surpasses everything. Such that, unable to contain it, in our emphasis of love, we say, You have wounded us. The magnet of your acts has captivated us and has rendered us sweet prisoners in your soul. And we give you tit for tat by wounding you, captivating you, and imprisoning you within ourselves. Therefore, my daughter, I want you all eyes, that you may look and know well what my divine will wants to do in you.